Welcome. Today, we're discussing some powerful rules for building with AI. Get ready to spend less time debugging and more time actually building.
I'm all ears. Debugging is the bane of my existence. So what magic are we talking about here?
It's all about smart planning and the right tools. The video highlights several AI-powered coding tools, from beginner-friendly options like Lovable and Bolt, to more advanced ones like Windsurf and Cursor. They all share a similar layout: file structure, code editor, terminal, and that crucial AI chat window.
Got it. So pick your poison and start coding, right?
Not so fast. This is where the real magic happens: planning. Instead of just diving into the code, the video emphasizes working with AI to build a solid project plan. It recommends using prompts to interact with AI agents, acting as a product manager, UX designer, and a software architect. This pre-planning stage, aptly called vibe product management, can save you weeks or even months down the line.
That's fascinating. So, you're essentially building a virtual team of AI experts to guide your project?
Exactly. And the output? Three key documents: product specs, UX design, and a super detailed software requirement specification. Drop these into your chosen code editor, and the AI knows exactly what to build and how. Even better, you can even use a tool like Taskmaster AI to break down the plan into smaller, manageable subtasks for the AI to tackle step by step.
Okay, color me intrigued. This sounds way more organized than my usual wing-it approach. What about the actual coding process?
The video suggests sticking to popular languages and frameworks like TypeScript, JavaScript, Python, Next.js, etc. Why? Large language models have crawled the internet, so they're more proficient with widely used tech. Plus, there are tons of resources available if you get stuck.
Makes sense. So no trying to build the next Facebook in one giant prompt?
While fun, one-shot prompts are better for small prototypes. For real projects, an iterative approach is key. Break down the project into smaller tasks, use clear prompts, and review the AI-generated code at each step. This way, you stay in control and prevent the AI from going down rabbit holes.
So, it's a collaborative effort, not just letting the AI run wild. What if things go sideways? How do you manage errors?
Version control is your best friend. Tools like Cursor and Windsurf offer checkpoints, but traditional Git is even better. It lets you save your progress and revert to earlier versions if needed. The video also highlights the importance of feature branching to isolate your work and avoid messing up the main project.
Right. Standard coding practices still apply. Any other tips?
The video touches on testing, using AI to write unit, integration, and end-to-end tests. It emphasizes writing your tests carefully to ensure your app functions as expected. It's so easy for AI to fix one thing and break another in the process. Tests help maintain overall integrity.
Testing is crucial. Make sure everything works harmoniously. What about those MCP servers everyone's talking about?
Good question. MCPs can enhance your coding workflow. The video mentions Brave Search and database connectors like Superbase or NeonDB as useful starting points. Advanced users might delve deeper, but beginners shouldn't get bogged down in MCP setup initially. Just focus on the fundamentals first.
Got it. This has been incredibly insightful. Any final words of wisdom?
The key takeaway is to move away from chaotic vibe coding towards a more controlled and structured approach. Use AI strategically, break down your projects, test thoroughly, and leverage version control. And most importantly, remember to have fun with it. Thanks for joining us, and happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.